The word of God is the seed of creation. The word of God is life.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned by God to go raise his end time armies.
Why do we have ministers who are misbehaving? Many have never been trained. They've read books about ministry, but you must understand that reading book is not the same thing as being held by the hand and told what to do. When you were young, you went everywhere you wanted to go. But the time is coming that you become old. Another will hold you by the hand and lead you to places you didn't want to go. That's training.
Get set for an awakening.
Get set for an awakening.
Can we lift our voice and say, Father, great is your faithfulness. Great is your mercies. You do wonders. You perform miracles. Your name is Jesus. Oh, we bless you. I want to hear you lift your voice. Praises are not to be done quietly. The goodness of God is loud enough for our praise to be loud. Bless him, bless him. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Say that amen again, loud and clear. Come on, say it again, louder and clearer. Hallelujah. God bless you. You may please be seated. Thank you, Streams of Life. So yesterday night, I was trying to, some things happened and I stumbled on something, so I was sharing. All right? And I'm going to say this and I'm going to lead you to do some, all right, very important declaration. I really bless God for what happened here on Friday. I was so excited. I was connected till it was time for me to go to the altar to preach. All right, so I was so, so excited. Can you please help me celebrate my wife? That was an amazing time. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you. So we've got to get Christians to confess, all right, more than ever before. Is that okay now? Is that clear? I'm going to teach you how to make this a lifestyle. So yesterday I shared something on my social media handle, all right, about the recent armed robbery that took place in this city. How that somebody amongst the guys that was killed, I don't know whether it's a police officer or so, alright, somebody was saying that it was on the chat before the event, in fact a day before the event, alright, and then it was a transaction on a matter of money or something. But now look at his response. He said, I beg, send me your contact, Joe. I don't do till tomorrow business. I might die before tomorrow. I do business immediately or something like that and pay up front. All right? I remember one of our pastor's wife also shared something that gave me so much thought yesterday. Now, look at it. Now, it was a write-up on social media. They were saying that 1 year free food supply or an all-expense-paid trip to Maldives. All right? Look at the response of one of those who commented. Said, vacation, please. What if I die before the year runs out? Now look at it. Here's another conversation. All right? I think she had deleted that one. She was talking about a time. Right, she's a nurse, that she went to the hospital and a woman was there for speak louder, family planning, thank you, we saw it, and they were talking about the implants or some other means for the family planning. All right, the implantation was supposed to take 3 years. And the woman said, I can't take that. What if I die between now and that 3 years? Will they remember to remove the implant from my body? Now, I want to show you a scripture. Mark chapter number 11. Let's start the reading from verse 23. Mark 11 from verse 23. Now look at it. Verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things he said shall not may come to pass, he shall not may have whatsoever he said. Now, I'd like you to be very, very brutal about taking scriptures. Because we are in days and times where it has to be much more clearer that your life, and I mean your life, depends on the revelation of God's word that you have in your spirit. There's going to be events that will test and check on which ground you are standing. Are you following what I'm saying here? Let's go to verse 24 before I come back to 23. Verse 24 now, quickly. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Now let's go back to that verse 23 quickly. Now look at this scripture again with a sight of faith, revelation, and understanding. Alright? Now, look at it. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed. Alright? The word mountain, there is a figurative word. Alright? The word mountain, there is a figurative word. But if any believer will say to anything that looks like a mountain, be removed. What does this mean? And be cast into the sea and shall not doubt. This is the formula for having whatsoever ye desire. Are you following what I'm saying? You know the reason why I read those conversations that have gone on in the heart of people, is that sometimes many people can be in the presence of God, but it is God who reckons faith. It is God who knows the ones that have faith. And listen to me, your amen to declaration is not as powerful as your daily confession. Do you get what I'm saying? What did I say again? Your amen to declarations is not as powerful as your what? Daily confession. Now, let me ask you again, because we are going to be on this till it becomes a revelation. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stay on what I've been teaching till your whole life, all right? Till everything about you can see it. Church, what do you believe? Now, you know, most time when this question is asked, people begin to try to say nice things. Nice things that you have never seen or heard to be a part of their daily confession. Nice things you have never seen them to say in the presence of the Lord. Nice things that doesn't come out of their heart in the midst of situations that doesn't look like it. Alright? So they begin to say nice things. They start looking and saying this and saying that. Let me ask you one more time. What do you believe? From where you are seated, say your greatest belief out loud. What do you believe? Huh? Say your own. Don't worry. Say it loud and clear. What do you believe? Now, what you are talking about now, has it been a part of your construct before now? You see, faith must journey from your spirit to your mental realm. Because that's the realm of battles. That's the realm where the devil is more convenient to strategically deal with you. So faith starts from your heart, you see. Your heart talks about your spirit. Are you following what I'm saying? Each time scripture talks about the heart, I'll give you the heart of flesh. Scripture is not referring to that faculty that pumps blood. It's talking about a new spirit. Will I put within you? That's your spirit. But you see, faith must journey from that place where it is settled in your spirit to becoming the consciousness of your mind. It has to become. It has to become. And you see, and when that journey success, that journey is a long one, depending on how well you sit with the word. But when that journey successfully takes place, that is when the devil will come to fight the seed of the word. I mean, somebody just believes and said that I can never be sick. I can never be sick. I can never be sick. And it becomes a consciousness. The devil is going to try to blow a wind of sickness. So that by the time it comes, your mental construct can be affected. And you can send back what is settled already in that place back to your spirit till you can no longer even see it as part of your life. So confession is not a classy routine. Confession is a warfare. Each time we engage in confession, we are creating life. We are reconstructing our lives. We are telling every aspect of our lives what it must be. Are you following what I'm saying? Meaning that you don't wait to have children before you begin to talk about the kind of children you are going to have. You don't wait. Do you know that confessions are so powerful that it can determine the skin color of a child? Because each time we speak, creation is taking place. Scripture says that when you believe without wavering in your heart, and you say what you believe out loud, you will have what? Whatsoever. I see this as a blank check. So, I mean, this practice is supposed to be a very easy walkover for any believer. True or not true? Yes. But how does the devil fight it? By allowing contrary winds affect your mind. By allowing contrary situations affect your mind. By allowing things that are not according to the word affect your mind. And that's why I tell people, listen to me. If you notice that the word of God is not settled in your spirit, unfollow every news blog. Unfollow them. Don't listen to Nigerian news. Don't. Unfollow them. Because one day, you will not know when you too will say, we don't know what can happen to us. The word has to dwell within you. How? Richly. Do you know what it means for something to be rich? Alright? If you are going to make a rich vegetable soup, you can't just put pomo inside and say it is rich. Talk to me now. That thing has no nutritional value. You've got to put snail. You've got to put stockfish. You've got to put cow meat. You've got to put goat meat. My God. Then it is rich. Meaning that there has to be different components of the world that settles different aspects of your life. It has to be rich. That is our sustenance. It's a warfare. And listen, the best time to fight this warfare is before the battle begins. You didn't hear that? Are you following what I'm saying? I said the best time to fight is before the battle what begins. And somebody's just going to stop. And you see, the most powerful confessions are not the ones that are really said in church. They are the ones that are said in the process of life. While on the road. While walking. While alone. While conversing. That is when the reality of your spirit seeps out. That is when we know what people are really thinking. That is when we know what is really settled. Can I dare somebody this morning to pick scriptures and hold Jesus at his word and hold him at his word? I was telling them yesterday morning at Ife, I didn't even know I was going to stumble on that situation, that there is no such thing in this earth as called stray bullets. Quote me anywhere. I repeat again, there is no such thing as called stray bullets. Everything is guided. The spirit realm is so meticulous that all the T's must be crossed. There is no such thing that something accidentally went to meet someone. The devil must have laid a foundation of something that brings it. There is no such thing. Now, you hear that a trailer was moving on the road, went to where women have gathered selling pepper by the road and crushed all of them. I can bet everything about Christianity on this one. Those women are together because they have common thought. At different intervals, they have sat down and said, what if this happens? And when a believer sits there and begins to speak from that place, things in the spirit realm, there's order. There's nobody who leaves this world and go beyond without explanation that is justifiable. It is either about the activity or inactivity. Because listen to me. Lack of confession is also a statement. Lack of confession is a statement that I accept anything that comes. So there is no neutral space in the spirit realm. Are you following what I'm saying here? You hear somebody, people gather, how will somebody be transacted just the night before and say, what if I die before tomorrow? My God! So the devil attacks the mind through simple things, simple information, simple things you see. Most of the things you see on the media are an attack on your spirit. The life we've been called to is absolute. We live by a principle. All we need to hear must be of faith. You've got to be brutal about this. You have to wake up. Shut down Hollywood. Shut it down. Are you following what I'm saying here? And then just see, look at what is happening again. No. You only have to allow what is of faith into your heart. I want to say this, but it's a very sensitive one. And I'm careful because when I speak, I'm speaking to the body of Christ. Let's leave it. Are you following what I'm saying? Say it, confession. Say loud and clear, confession is an opportunity to participate in creation. Say it again, confession is an opportunity to partner with God in creation. So what you have is what you created. Amen. Amen. I mean, some months back, I was talking to one of my sons and, hey, how you doing? He said, fine. How's your wife? He said, fine. My wife, this, my wife, that. I said to him, change your conclusion about her. Don't ever look at your wife and conclude that this woman is a bad woman. You will never have peace. You know, when is the best time to fight? Before the battle begins. Sometimes things can look so confusing and somebody begins to walk around and say, listen, we can never be confused. It's not our conduct in this house. You've got to go beyond confession to making it a culture. Phew. Can I ask you again? What do you believe? You are not answering. What do you believe? Say it out loud. Say it louder and clearer. Never adjust that belief system for anything. It has to be settled. But you see, it is not enough that it is settled. You have to speak it every time. When it comes to confessing the word, you are permitted to be a talkative. In fact, you are not confessing enough until people around you are tired. Because when believers understand that modus operandi, something is just going to shift in your life. You can shift any mountain. That's what scripture says. You can shift any mountain. The devil fights your tongue. He fights it with everything he has. The reason why on the day of Pentecost it was clothing tongues like fire that came is because the tongue is going to be the most important organ for the new covenant. And the devil knows that. Sometimes you have to snap out of thought that looks like you are depressed. 1 minute you're excited. The next minute you don't know what's going on. The next minute you are just angry at your spouse. The next minute you are angry at God. The devil begins to remind you of how your life has been a failure. The things you have tried to do that has never been done well. Why will somebody like you have to go through this? Do you deserve to go through this? When will you be happy again in life? All those things will get you deeper and deeper in despair, in pain, in sorrow, in confusion, and they will make your life sad. But we speak from a realm such that when men say there's a casting down, we say there's a what? Our confessions must be contrary to what is going on here. Are you following what I'm saying? Are you following what I'm saying? Say it, I believe in my heart. Say it again loud and clear. I believe in my heart that the word of God concerning me is yes and amen. I believe that the thought of God towards me, a thought of peace, not of evil, to give me a hope and a future. The thought of God towards me, a thought of peace. You know what peace is? Peaceful life. Peaceful life. Not evil. You are not going to be the next casualty. You are not. You are not. No one in your family is. You see, okay, let me share this experience. So this is a very sensitive one. There are not things I will say normally, but I'm going to share. So you can understand, all right, deeper dimension of what I'm saying. One of my sons, lovely guy, I respect him, I love him, called me. And he said he had a vision. And he said in that vision, I saw a man park his car outside the gate of the church. And the man began to scream, I sent you to raise end time armies. Is this the army I've asked you to raise? Therefore, will I reduce your influence? I will not cause your voice to rise. Imagine somebody calling you to share that vision with you. And when he called me to share that with me on the phone, I said, thank you. I said, God, I know that's not you. I said, now this thing is going to increase more and more. And God said, son, to all the things you have seen, they are like a hand in the cloud. Now I will cause the cloud to spread, and I will cause the rain of my glory to come. When we hold God at his word, he is proud of us. Regardless of who sees vision. Just go into my prayer room and say, oh God, what kind of soldiers are we? We are raising end time armies. God punish the devil. Hey, we're just getting started. We're not going to go and say, oh God, I'm sorry. No. All you've sent me to do, Lord, have been doing with your grace upon my life. And we're just getting started. Sometimes you allow people call you to tell you wrong dreams. Oh, in that dream, I saw you in a coffin. A lie. I say, okay, thank you. In fact, you have to allow the conversation to end awkwardly so they know next time they see they should not call you. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying here? Say every dream, every prophecy that is contrary to the plan of God for my life, na lie. You've got to believe it. And when you are confessing, you are fighting. You have, I'm telling you, that's one of the deepest warfare. Because strongholds, in fact, it is in that place you are really dealing with strongholds. Strongholds, belief system, establishing your mind, they've told you over and over again. Somebody has said it, you were passing, you heard it on the radio. Somebody said, and every time what your life looks like, what you have been hearing. If it is not in accordance to the word, nah. Hallelujah. You know, this year I'm trusting God for visible testimonies in your life. Can I hear a big amen to that? Yeah. Tangible results. Can I hear a big amen to that? Yeah. We're going to hear of supernatural happenings and events. Yeah. Can I give you a few minutes to get up on your feet? There is space everywhere. And allow you to move about. And speak forth words from the depth of your spirit. Come on. It has to be rich. It has to be loud. Please don't say, whenever it is confession, it is never quiet. I beg you in the name of God. I am not saying you should pray. I am saying you should declare. Speak forth the word of God back. Everything God has created, including your body, has ears. Shakataka Brevitish Tokabatish Le Ekos Evim Dakabi Takuvaba Tadish Adabakai Bambina Hai Dagibunu Sabida Kabadish Lengetidi Edigo Bambadu Sabadakia. Go ahead, say it out loud. Nothing dies in my hands. Nothing dies in my hands. My life is not a life of struggle. No, my relationship with God improves daily. I am not struggling. No, not with prayer, not with the study of the word, not with fasting. Oh, I enjoy divine life, the God kind of life in every aspect. I flourish. I flourish. Oh, I'm a giver. I am the one that lent to nations. I'm not a borrower. I'm a giver. I'm blessed. Oh, I'm blessed. I'm blessed with the blessed Abraham. Oh, Yendekai. Struggling is not part of my reality in Christ. No, not with any aspect. Oh, I enjoy his, the covenant of wealth, of liftings. Atish, the Vredish. In Jesus, mighty name we are praying. Now hear me. Hear me. You can stand where you are. Hear me. I want to beg you. I want to beg all of you, in the name that is above all names, I want to beg you, choose who you give your ears to. You see, sometimes when I write on social media. I'm actually going to war. I see young people, young ministers, people out of insecurity, out of their own personal prejudice. Let me say this to you. The revelation of God's truth is the revelation of God's truth. I don't have to wait till I see it in my life before I can teach it. God is building me as he's building the people. Do you get what I'm saying? That's the truth. So I see people, they stylishly condemn prosperity, churches with gadgets. It's not about the light. It's not about, it is about the light. The house of God is the house of beauty. It is about it. It is about, I said it is about it. It is about it. Don't let, when these same guys get the money to buy all those things, then they change their confession. And they've already destroyed the life of some. I mean, a guy was writing on social media. I just read comments. I just read things and just move on. Years ago, this guy was busy abusing fathers, doing many things. And they said, what about the young people that joined you in all those times? Say, now I'm a different person, I've changed. He said, it's their business now. I tell you, I know more than 20 young boys that have lost their calling because of this same person. Let your esteem be intact. I said, let your esteem be intact. Never in the plight to get acceptance, dim your light. No. Don't. Some people are talking about against blessing. I'm blessed. Should I pretend? I see young people go there. Oh, thank you, daddy. Oh, and you come out broke. One of them came to me. He said, hey, I just want to get a loan. I said, go and meet your daddy. Go and meet your daddy. Don't have any money to give you. Do I have? Yes. I know his belief system. If I believe what he believes, will I be able to give him money? Choose who you give your ears to. We can have all that is in Christ. I said we can have all that is in Christ. You know, yesterday night, I laid down and I was talking to God. And the Lord said to me, and the Lord said, son, do you know that you can so teach your people that in the next 70 years, you will never bury any one of them? It is a reality. I said it is a reality. Experiences of people does not validate or invalidate the reality of the world. No! The world is the world. We have to be men of the world. Are you following what I'm saying here? Never just say, hey, the young minister here, hey, talk to us, sir. No! No! Check! Is it God? Does he leave the kingdom? You know, I saw one of you here. Somebody posted on social media that I don't know why when we get to church, we confess, we talk about what is injured. You are here. I know. I'm going to talk to you after this service. And the church, they injure people, the more and all those things. The fellow went to comment. Me too. I don't know why. Ah! That's the kingdom! Somebody is washing our dirty linen outside. It takes the depth of insecurity to say that. It takes an injured person to say that. What I face, regardless, the truth of God's word is the truth. I will shield that reality with my last breath. Are you following what I'm saying here? Choose who you listen to and stand on it. Stand. Don't stand on the fence. Don't stand on the brink of hell. Stand on the word. Regardless of how you feel, let your tongue keep moving. Do you know it doesn't matter how paralyzed, how sick a person is. As long as he can speak, he will rise. Ah, he will rise. Come de kavila takash. And be good. Bahai yaka. Bahuba shuker dish. Leibus. Bambi lusakai dakitus. Wah sukaba. We are lions in our ways. And when we roar, situations respond. We don't chicken out like doves. We are lions. We died as a lamb with Christ. We rose as lion. And scripture says, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. We prevail. We win. Always. Hey. Hey. Fix your eyes on the goal. Are you following what I'm saying there? This is not the time to just trade words carelessly and just speak carelessly. Fix your eyes on the goal. A major warfare is going on. A major warfare is going on. Fix your eyes on the goal. Couples, don't ever let the devil bury you in disagreement, because you've got to join your hands together and speak and agree. You've got to do that. Don't ever allow the devil, every time you're arguing, oh, what's going on? Oh, this. You give me soup, you pour it on the... No! There's got to be joy, because it is with joy we draw from the wells. There's got to be joy. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying here? Say it, my life is not difficult. The battle is not fair for those who can't speak. The battle is not fair. The battle is not fair. For a cry has been heard in Ramah. Rachel weeping for her children, for they are no more. The hell of the house, as long as he's a child, divideth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Shande Kabila Hapenish the Vili Moon the Bila Kai the Vila teacher. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I hear somebody say it out loud? I can never be stranded. Say it again. Do you know when you make that confession? It does not necessarily change your salary scale, because salary is not the strategy of God for changing things. What it does is that it opens you up to wealth creating illumination. You begin to see light in that aspect. You suddenly begin to recognize opportunities and know what to do. Because most times when you confess, what you are thinking about is that maybe the school where you are working will change your salary scale from 30,000 naira to what? 35? Many of you are going to resign soon, because you become richer than your organization. I said many of you are going to resign soon. You know, I told our staffs at the admin that, you see, I don't look forward to working with any one of you in the next 2 years. I don't. I said, because I want you to resign. You'd have been so blessed, you don't need this job. Simple. It doesn't mean you stop following. You come to pastor and say, please, sir, I just started a business and this. I have to travel to China to import this. Resign! I don't want to maintain anybody there. How much are we paying? No. Doors are going to open. Do I look forward to working with you? Yes. But you do it for pleasure. Ah. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Are you sure? Are you sure? Don't say that. Don't mind them. The way people are doing, we are going to heaven. This world is not our home. All this thing is vanity upon vanity. Wait. The truth is, wealth is vanity upon poverty. Is vanity upon. What vanity do you like? And let me say this to you. As we go in depthly, do you know that we need a lot of resources, man, to push things? Are you following what I'm saying? You see, I was talking with my spiritual father yesterday. I just told him, I said, this. I said, see, I mean, I hate it when I see situations and I can't meet the need. Are you following what I'm saying? I hate it. You have to be blessed before you can become an helper. If you believe what your helpers believe, you will become an helper too.
You don't have to be waiting for helpers, helpers, helpers. Believe. The Holy Ghost is the helper.
Now, let me see. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to, all right, through the word of God, give you your orientation. Sit down. Close your eyes. Now, look at 5, 10 years from now. Imagine, I mean, this is when we know the color of your mind. Some of you are using black and white mind. Imagine what you see. What do you see? Just think about, look at your life. You are waking up on a Saturday morning in what condition? I know some of you, what you are seeing is pregnancy. Just make sure you see something more. All right. What do you see? Now, what you see, is it enough to provoke laughter? Hold on a minute. Did you see yourself there? It means nothing should take your life between now and then. Yeah. What you see and speak is what you receive. Do you see sickness? You see poverty? Okay, you are still begging landlord. What do you see? Now, call it forth. Begin to describe that life. No, sit down, sit down, sit down. Like kings, you're already there. I can't feel. I did see Pina Bunga Badi. Call it forth. Amen. Now hear me. One of the ways to protect your heart is that you have to spend much more time in meditation. And when we meditate, it's an opportunity to transport to the future and come back and tell now what the future is. It has to confirm. I said it has to confirm. Are you following what I'm saying here? Do you believe that imaginations, it are God's gift to create? Yeah. People don't say, look at them. Is he teaching them to do yoga practice? How is your mind like that? When we begin to ponder on God's word and the reality is created, is that yoga? Talk to me. Say loud and clear, I'm blessed. And I cannot pretend about it. Say it again one more time. Now hear me. When next you hear people talking about things that are not part of our rights through redemption, wakapas, regardless of who they are, don't try to sign and let them know that you are there. No, your esteem must be intact. Wakapas. I like the body of Christ, but I don't believe or listen to every man of God. That's the truth. That's the truth. There are pastors that would rather go and play football than to listen to their message, because they will steal what I already have. They will dampen your spirit, lie to you about God and all those things. But those days are over. Can I hear a big amen to that? Can we jump up as kings and queens? Hallelujah.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289, Femi Lazarus Ministries, UBA.